Listen, listen. We can stop. We can stop anytime we want. Okay?
Gather together some of the veterans of Silicon Valley, and you can't but feel that much of the pioneer spirit that drove the initial stages of the computer revolution has now been lost. Drive right up into the Santa Cruz Mountains to the west of the valley, turn up a twisty road, and you get to a place called the Digi Barn, Bruce Damer's wonderful private museum of the early days of computing, housed in a real farmer's barn, complete with what he describes as digital pigs. The thrill is infectious as old-time computer creators gasp at machines they haven't seen for years but have not forgotten.
Grown men and grown women have been known to cry, burst into tears coming in here because this is like a memory palace. Each of these systems evokes a tremendous amount of personal history.
Some samples, please. What do you got here?
Well, this is the Sol 20. This is actually the first kind of complete computer of its type from 77, 78. If the computer is the biggest invention to affect the next century, then these are the precious artifacts.
You walk around and you look and you go, oh, yeah, I helped develop that one or I worked on that one. And then all of a sudden you realize you're old because in this field, 25 years ago is a long time.
And they actually look old, these things, too,
they do,
don't they?
Yeah,
they look so clunky.
Exactly.
The PET 4032 was used by a lot of high schools. It was a substitute for sex because, you know, we couldn't get dates, but, man, we could stay in the computing center all night and hack.
Let's head on up.
But it's more than history. These are stimulating surroundings in which to continue the innovation. Up in the ranch house next to the Digi Barn, Bruce Damer has rigged up a demonstration of the thing he's working on now. Live cartoon representations of people holding conversations on the internet. Pictures called avatars. Canada on the line.
Someone just came in. The floating heads in here are called avatars, but they're representing real people like me who are sitting in front of a computer talking in a microphone, and the avatar lip syncs to give you some semblance of the idea of speech, and allows you to sing together, to make people dance in here, they bash into each other's heads, they play football. It's kind of a neat environment. Wanda, do you want to show some expressions and show how you can, like, roll your head? And
they want to
dance. There's a smile.
Okay.
And a sad face. Cool. And an angry face. Yeah. Some of the avatars have more expression than others.
It's timeless up here at the Digital Farmhouse, or rather time seems suspended in the 1960s. Big cushions, lots of candles, even at lunchtime. Talk turns, as so often in the valley, to what comes next. Brad Templeton from the Internet Freedom Fighters, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, ventures a guess.
The truly next big thing is going to come from biotechnology and nanotechnology, which are extensions in some ways of what we've built with computers. Nanotechnology, effectively artificial life in a way, very, very tiny machines, which are, among other things, able to build other tiny machines. That means dramatic things for society. It means a rewriting of matter. The complete control of matter, the way to form it into any form you want, to change anything you want, to make the replicator on Star Trek. That's what people believe nanotechnology will bring. It'll mean you could have a Napster for cars. So that, hey, I downloaded a cool Corvette last night, and I put it into my nanotechnology replicator. It has grand implications for society and the economy. And there are people here in Silicon Valley who think it's 30 years away. I mean, just 30 years away, that the whole world will be replaced by something we can't recognize in that short of time.
This is a song I did with my old band.
Hang up the phone. Forget my number.
Another time, another encounter. A party on the beach with a huge red sun dropping down into the Pacific as the campfire crackles and the urge to make music eventually takes over from the inevitable, relentless Silicon Valley talk about the next big thing.
And the moon, it just turned blue. Baby, bye, bye. Just go on back.
Jim Hurd runs a firm called Worldwide Capital Partners. He describes himself not as a venture capitalist, but a venture catalyst. He makes natural explosions happen.
We are chemists here. We're mixing people and ideas and companies to form new ecologies of business that are moving markets. You know, I'm working with about 40 different companies right now to catalyze, make new things happen, and then empower people and open people up.
I said the moon just turned blue. I was looking right at you, looking sweet and baby blue and shy. Oh Lord,
we're going to be forced to be saying, how are we not just humans in a human world, but humans in a universe, if we're so shallow-minded that all we think about is how can we manipulate different sciences or products? We are going to drive ourselves down a hole of oblivion.
Somebody spilled something in my chair.
At the same